Shapur halted in front of the center of the line. The great jewel-encrusted banner moved above his head, catching the sunlight flashing yellow, violet, red.
Once upon a time, there was... a king, my little friends will say at once. No, kids, you are mistaken. Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood.
In the country inns of a small corner of northern Germany, in the spur of land connecting Schleswig-Holstein to Denmark, you can sometimes hear people talking in what sounds eerily like a lost dialect of English. Occasional snatches of it even make sense, as when they say that the weather is cold, or inquire of the time by asking, what is de clock?
I want to use it to make a table leg. Once he said this, he took the axe to begin to remove the bark. But when he was about to strike the wood for the first time, he froze with his arm suspended in the air because he heard a small, quiet voice that said, pleadingly, don't hit me too hard. You can imagine what it did to that good old man, Maestro Cherry. He scanned the room with confused eyes and didn't see anyone. He looked under the counter and no one. He looked in the closet and no one. Who then could it be? I understand. I see that I imagined that voice. Let's get back to work.